Mark your calendar for the 23rd of May. It's a big 8:30 to 3. Froenthal Center in Muskegon, the Summit on Race and Inclusion, Moving Toward Justice. Let's talk about this. I'm hoping an annual conversation. We have Gail Harrison on behalf of the Lakeshore Ethnic Diversity Alliance. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley. Good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you, and good that you are summiting up come the 23rd. Remind me about your duties with Lakeshore Ethnic Diversity Alliance.
I am the founder and executive director of the Lakeshore Ethnic Diversity Alliance. We celebrated 20 years last June. It will be 21 years this June. So Lita will officially be an adult, right?
I guess that is kind of what it's all about. Lita is how you mentioned that, yes.
Mm-hmm. It's the Lakeshore Ethnic Diversity Alliance, but everybody calls it Lita.
Yes. How important is the word diversity? How important is the word alliance?
I think it is incredibly important that we're looking at diversity and racial equity, particularly in these times. You can see that there is incredible conflict and hardship across the United States, and it is well beyond time that we have this conversation front and center in our nation. But I would also like to add that I think our region has been very active in addressing racial equity for the last many, many years.
You have you are walking your talk with the Summit on Race and Inclusion coming up May 23rd. Tell me your premise here.
We've been doing this summit since 2001. It was actually originated, the whole process, by Reverend David May of the Racial Justice Institute back in 2000. And we adopted his model with his blessing, and he actually helped us. And now we are in our, I believe, 15th year of doing this summit. We typically have around 700 people that show up, and we bring in national speakers. And so this year, we have seven national speakers that are coming in. Our keynote speakers are Phil Goff, who I have been trying to get for several years, and I've got to say he will not be speaking again publicly until after 2018. I was advised yesterday because his schedule is so full working with, he received a Ford Foundation grant of $2.5 million to work specifically in the area of policing, race relations, and community engagement. And the thing that's interesting about Dr. Goff is that his focus is on racial equity and having equitable outcomes, but he understands and shares that that police behavior is not, that those racial inequities and the disparities that we see in racial outcomes isn't necessarily because of racial police bias. Mm-hmm. But it is environmental issues. So talking about stereotype threat, understanding implicit bias and our unintentional biases, and different strategies for reducing those biases so that we have more equitable outcomes. Phil Goff is really embraced by the policing communities, but he and he's a delightful speaker. He uses humor beautifully. The afternoon keynote speaker is Charles Davis III, who is a researcher and professor at Penn State University, who has been on television and done documentaries on closing the gap in education for particularly African-American males, but students of color in general. And what's interesting is that his focus in research, although it spreads K-12 to higher ed, he has a strong focus on higher ed. So really our universities and our colleges really need to be at this presentation to hear him speak.
I want to continue discussing what falls in between your keynotes, but this is your first summit to be held in Muskegon with over 400 attendees now registered.
No, we have actually almost 600 attendees registered as of yesterday.
Yeah, this note was
We will be capping at about 750 because our breakouts won't hold that. So people need to register quickly. Registration closes on May 18th. We held the summit traditionally at Hope College in Holland. Then one year when Grand Haven was having some significant problems around race relations, we were asked to bring the summit there in an off year. And we said, sure. And 727 people came to Grand Haven, Michigan. Then Muskegon, and we've been working at the invitation of some leaders in Muskegon. Muskegon, the Community Foundation of Muskegon County, asked us, would we bring the summit to the Frauenthal Center? And it's the historic Frauenthal Theater, which is beautiful, which is where we will have our plenary sessions, and then we will be using the entire building for the breakouts. We're doing work in calling All Colors program is in Muskegon. We are doing workshops in Muskegon, and I'm really excited to be able to expand our work into more directly into the Muskegon County area.
Gail Harrison with us, Lakeshore Ethnic Diversity Alliance founder, executive director. The Summit on Race and Inclusion, Moving Toward Justice, is the topic for May 23rd. Be there for Frauenthal Center in Muskegon. Also, besides your two keynotes, there are breakout sessions.
Yes, there are. And we have some great speakers. We have, for the first time, a topic on economic equity. And Heather McGee from Demos is going to be leading that breakout. She is recognized nationally for her work on economic equity, and it will be a powerful conversation. We have Gloria Kusar, who used to be with HUD, that runs Neighborhood Associations, which is a national organization working to reduce segregation in communities and increase integrated affordable housing. So anybody that's interested in the aspect of housing needs to come and join in that community discussion. It really is critical to not only school segregation, but economic inequities. We have in health Wayne Boatwright. He used to live in Grand Rapids, and he was the chief diversity officer at Mary Freebed and another hospital here. He's now out in New Jersey and is doing work with multiple hospitals on diversity and inclusion. We have Ron White coming in from Northern California. He's with the Humboldt Area Foundation, and his work, both when he was with the Mott Foundation and other organizations, has been specifically about bridging religion and faith communities with racial and social justice issues. We have Kenyatta Brame coming in from the business sector, and he actually is our one local speaker. He's with Cascade Engineering, and that's our show, along with Phil Goff and Charles Davis, who would be running the education government breakouts. So it's going to be a packed day. It's going to be my last summit.
There's a little note here, and I didn't know if we should spill the beans or what. Why would that be your last summit?
Because I will be... I will be 65 on June 1st, and I think it's time for new vision and new leadership with the Lakeshore Ethnic Diversity Alliance. So I will be retiring on July 22nd is our targeted date. It has been announced formally. The board is working very closely with leadership around making the succession planning and transition planning effective. They're interviewing candidates, and I have no idea who they're interviewing or who they're talking with, but I have full faith, trust, and belief that the board will make a good decision.
Well, let's be honest. You founder of the organization, you kind of want it in good hands when you leave. So trust your board as you are. Mm-hmm. So what's the next chapter?
I'm not sure yet.
July 23 on some beach somewhere, probably.
No. There is way too much work to be done in this country right now for me to just step aside and take a vacation. I will take the month of August off. Okay. And then I will be doing some work in one capacity or another.
Going nowhere, but working hard right up until. Remind me about the details for May 23rd, please.
May 23rd. If people are interested in learning more about the summit, everything is on our homepage or linked to our homepage at ethnicdiversity.org. That's ethnicdiversity.org. Registration closes on May 18th. And we are expecting a packed house, as you can see, between the difference of when you got that notice about our conversation and the numbers today. It is always filling up fast the last couple of weeks. So Please come. Please join us in this very important conversation. You will be delighted with the panelists and the keynote speakers, and it will be my time to say goodbye to everyone.
Yes. Lakeshore Ethnic Diversity Alliance, the Summit on Race and Inclusion, Moving Toward Justice on May 23rd. Gail Harrison, thank you. Good luck.
Thank you.